The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. How are we back here? Did we even have a weekend?
We did. Bro.
Where did it go? What happened?
Gone in a blink.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Let's get to the first talkback of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nito from Oakland. It is 1:15 in the morning, and hopefully I am the first talkback of the day. I have a question for Selena. Selena, there was a earthquake in San Ramon at like 11:30 in the night. So I have a question for you. Did Selena feel it? Let me know, guys.
Ooh, I was dead asleep.
It didn't rattle you awake. Preliminary magnitude 3.4 at 11:21 last night.
No. I was out. Ooh.
No shaking, no wobbling,
shaking, no
rocking,
quaking, no nothing.
You
no.
are immune to feeling an earthquake.
So. I am. Did you guys feel anything?
No. No. I was asleep. Yeah.
Are you guys immune too? Or?
No, I felt quite a few earthquakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we do a second talk back of the day?
Why not?
Let's do it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Veronique, your favorite French listener. Coming from Cabo on a girl's weekend for birthday. It's 90 degrees. We saw some whales today, one on a boat. It was so nice. So, having a great time. Still listening to the show. Couldn't go really sleep tonight, so I'm going to listen to your show. And happy Monday!
Happy Monday!
Woo!
Yes.
She said that she's in Kabul, in Afghanistan.
Cabo, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wait,
on a girl
still
trip?
There?
Yeah, she left us a talk back, I think, on Friday, right?
Yeah. Like,
I'm
what
up
a trip.
Partying in Kabul. And then
Cabo.
She flew from Kabul all the way. I thought they were grounding flights out of the Middle East.
No,
she flew from Kabul all the way to Cabo.
Cabo. She was never in Kabul.
Oh.
Cabo.
I may have misheard her. Is that the new thing? Everybody just leaves us a talk back from their vacation?
I guess so. She tried to make us feel bad and broke.
Must be nice.
Thank you. Thank you for how you're making me feel this morning.
No, thanks for taking us with you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
That was different. Yeah, much more positive.
Need all those streaming minutes we can get.
Graham, you had a good weekend?
Yeah, it was a busy weekend. Like you said, it went by in just kind of a blink of an eye. A lot of kids' activity stuff as a softball season for my daughter gets going here, and then Little League season for my son gets going. And you guys, I'm going to need the sad music for this.
No.
I'm going to need some sad music because... After an illustrious 4-year career as assistant coach.
They finally fired you.
I have been officially demoted, you guys.
Did they catch you with the kids sitting on your lap or something?
No, but in the Epstein files. Oh. No, that's not why.
What happened?
Now I'm just back to being parent. I'm just boring.
I'm just spectator.
I'm just...
Let the pros handle this, Graham. You take a seat in the stands.
Kind of. The coaching roster was all sort of all filled out. I volunteered, like, hey, you need an assistant coach. I don't want to be the head coach. That's too much responsibility. But like, hey, you need an assistant coach. I'm your guy. I've been an illustrious four-year assistant coaching career, right? One of the best in the league, Little League, of course. And they didn't need me.
Wow. Isn't this kind of a blessing? Like, you don't have to?
Oh, no, Selena.
No.
Not after you do it for 4 years. Now it just seems like you're not needed.
You could get a break. Relax a little bit. Just cheer from the side.
But then you just bring your kid to practice and you just sit there the whole time?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
Doom scroll.
For 2 hours?
Go get some food.
There's no food out there. There's nothing.
Yeah, you go drive and get some food and come back and eat it behind their back.
I just feel like, I don't know, like my talents, one, are being wasted. And two, like, I don't know what to do with myself. But yeah, I guess some other dads that signed up ahead of me and or this new coach kind of already had like his little coaching crew, and so I was on the outside. But on Saturday, and we have practices at 8 a.m. on Saturday, by the way. Oh my God, that's brutal.
That's so early.
But one of the coaches didn't show up. So guess who got to sub in? This guy.
You?
And dude, I put my talents on display, fielding ground balls, making stellar throws, offering great advice.
Yeah, so are you back in full time? Other guy's out? He's not taking his job seriously, obviously.
No, I'm still out.
Oh, dang it.
He'll be back this week. But it's weird. I want to coach my kids' teams, not head coach. That's too much responsibility. Just assistant coach.
It's overrated. I think you deserve a little break, Grammy.
Fine. Sit in the stand.
Coming up 7:05, your chance to win a chug mug inside our What the Bleep game. Next, though, Graham does want to ask the question, would you let a stranger into your car, like a strange man, into your car in this situation? He'll explain coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Several anti-war protests popped up over the weekend. There's one in San Francisco, Berkeley, San Jose, Oakland. Obviously, a lot of concern about the joint U.S.-Israel strike on Iran. The attack left hundreds dead, including their Ayatollah, their leader.
Yeah. It was interesting waking up and like, oh, we're at war now. I mean, because we have the peace, peace president. Remember,
right? He's that's right. That's what he said.
He's all about peace.
Right. That's what's going to happen.
But we're just going to
interesting.
Keep going to war. All right, the Warriors back in action tonight at home at Chase Center, following getting pounded by the Lakers 129-101 here on Saturday. Again, Steph Curry remains out of the lineup with a knee injury. Said over the weekend that he believed was going to keep him sidelined for a little while longer. Warriors hosting the Clippers tonight. Tip off is at 7:00.
Go Max. A little light rain on this Monday. It should come to an end by mid-morning. Highs will be in the mid-60s. There may be a few sprinkles overnight, but overall, this week looks pretty dry, you guys. Nice.
Can we talk about the microclimates for a second? Because the Bay Bridge is its own microclimate. microclimate, just voice. It was pouring on the bridge this morning when I drove in. The only spot it was raining on my entire one-hour drive. Just the Bay Bridge, and the rain came hammering down for a little while.
That wasn't in your weather prediction, Jess?
No, Jess didn't say anything about that on Friday.
I gotta tune up my...
Again.
My machine.
Crystal ball.
Yeah, a lot to do with the microclimates, and the Bay Bridge is its own. Hey, Gemini besties!
Hey!
Today's gonna be a 6. That little voice in your head has some serious wisdom today. Listen to it, even if it's uncomfortable. A friend is low-key jealous of your wins. Don't let their weird energy into your head. Just keep shining anyway. A new romantic energy might be headed your way, but it requires you to be open and vulnerable.
Are you
ready?
Be open. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV crew. Hope your Monday's starting off well. Hey, Graham, what about your daughter's softball team? Huh? You're not helping out over there? I had my son and my daughters both playing ball, and I would just go to whichever team needed the help that day, that practice, that game, whatever it might be. So make sure you're splitting your time equally between both your kids, all right? There's nothing wrong with being a softball coach as well. All right, hope you guys have a good week. Bye.
Yeah, Graham, what about that?
Well, so we were just talking about how I got demoted from assistant coach on my kids' little league team. Now I'm just dad, I guess. And I would be an assistant coach on my daughter's softball team, but my wife already took that slot. So my wife is the assistant coach on her team. And I don't want you to get in there and like step on anybody's toes and like, you know, show them how to really play some baseball.
Right, because what does a woman know, right?
But like, because I'm so good, you know, like, no, but my wife's got that this season. And
that
so
is cute.
That's going to be fun. I'll help out, you know, if they need me over there, but I think she's got it covered.
All right, so what is going on? Why would we ever consider letting a man, a stranger, into our car?
So listen to this. A Canadian man, his name is Michael Bourgeon, maybe, or Bourgon. I don't really know. He's Canadian, so Bourgeon. He said he was walking down the street the other day when he noticed he was being followed, and he turned back and looked. It was two turkeys, and these turkeys looked like they meant business, and they just would not stop following him, and they just kept getting closer and closer to him, and before long they just started attacking him. They were pecking at the back of his legs and flapping their wings and being very, very aggressive, and he could not shake him. He turned around, he threw snowballs at them, he tried kicking them, nothing would get them to stop.
Oh my God.
And he finally got to a stoplight at a very busy intersection, and he wanted to keep running away from them because they, again, had aggressively followed him now for several blocks and kept attacking him, and they wouldn't stop. And at that intersection, somebody, a good Samaritan, stepped in to help. A woman opened her car door and just said, "Get in." And he hopped in and she drove him a few blocks away. And then he was able to escape the turkeys. Aww. Now, when he was asked about this later, he said, "Look, this random woman," he was kind of blown away by it because he said, "Here I am looking like the Unabomber." I don't know if you understand that reference or not. Do you know? You remember the Unabomber?
Yeah. No.
Okay, anyways.
Maybe.
Unabomber, bearded, you know, sunglasses, got a hood on. It just kind of a... He even admitted, he's like, I'm kind of a scary looking dude.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm kind of sketchy looking. And so he was just kind of blown away that a stranger would just open her car door and let him, this strange looking man, into her car. But he was very, very appreciative of it, obviously, because he'd been getting attacked by these turkeys for a long time.
Oh my God.
I wanted to now ask you ladies, you see a guy out there looking like the Unabomber, look it up, and he's out there getting attacked by a couple of very aggressive turkeys. Would you open your car and invite a stranger in?
Not if he looks like the Unabomber.
What? Why not?
Really? Because I'd be afraid for my safety.
Just beard and sunglasses. And a little scraggly looking.
Yeah. It would come down to what the guy looked like. And if he looked sketchy, like how you're saying, then probably not.
But he's out there getting attacked by some turkeys.
Well, hopefully, Jess, she's in the car behind me and she'll open her door.
Jess, are you opening your car door to let somebody in who's being attacked by some wild animals?
I think if he was yelling out, like, help, help, then if he was already coming towards my car, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, sure, get in for a little bit. But I wouldn't personally be like, let me go out of my way to open my door and invite him in.
Wow.
Like, but I still let him in if he really was like,
you see him out there. He's in the fight of his life out there. He's kicking turkeys and they're flopping and flapping and like pecking at him and stuff.
If it was like an elderly man, yes. If it was like a child, yes.
I can't believe you have to size someone up to determine whether or not I should help this person or not.
Actually,
he's a human being.
It's sad that we have to do that. But as a woman, by myself, I fear for my safety too.
But I think I would do it if I'm physically seeing that he is actually getting attacked. Like, I would, I'm more likely to help someone like that than just a random man that's like, hey, I'm being chased. And I'm like, well, I don't see anyone chasing you.
And don't you think that if he was the Unabomber or some sort of serial killer, that he would probably spare you because you just did him a solid?
No, if anything, it's like, what an easy victim. She's so dumb. I'm right here. I could just do it now.
That's a good point.
Right?
I don't know. I just feel like I was impressed by this woman. She did the right thing.
Too.
And this guy was so appreciative
like
of it.
So would you, Graham?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. I'm glad there's people out there like you.
But also, like, I saw a picture of him. I could kick his ass.
Yeah. Okay. I do have to size somebody up. And if I can't kick that person's ass, which I usually can't, then I'm just not.
Also, I usually have a lot of stuff in my backseat and in my front seat. So then I would feel like I don't want him to judge me, like getting into my car. He's not even going to fit in here.
Right, I'm just going to let him get mauled by.
He'll sit on your lap.
I'm just going to let you continue to get mauled by some wild animals.
You don't judge me.
I don't want you sitting on the garbage in my car. You wouldn't be comfortable in here. You're better off out there.
Yeah.
What if it was a more serious creature, like a bear? This is Canada, after all. It could be something like that.
No,
what if two bears are chasing this guy down the road? Hey, he looks like the Unabomber, though.
I think I'd be more likely to help.
Yeah, because you don't want him to get
mauled. Like an actual life or death situation.
Have you ever been attacked by a turkey? They're very mean.
Do they run really fast, though?
They're faster than this guy.
Oh. turkeys, no. Bear, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's where I draw the
line. So it depends on who the person is or what the animal
and
is.
And what level of danger they're in.
Got it.
And if the light is like, if the light already turned green, I can't hold the cars behind me.
Yeah, and
up,
if I'm in a hurry, depends
like,
where I'm
going.
I
have to go. I have to keep driving.
I think both of you just pretend to scroll your phone and not notice any of the situation. Well, as guys pounding on your car door. Please let me in. You're like, hey, I got to finish watching this reel.
Yeah, best case is I have sunglasses on and so he doesn't see him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I can act like I didn't even see him.
Smart.
Next on the JV show, can we talk about the Cardi B concert?
Ooh, yeah.
And some of the craziness afterwards.
Oh.
We'll do that next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV show. Happy Monday. Graham, your brew from the Underoo was a hit topic at a family party this past weekend. Selena and Chidi, hope y'all had hella fun at Cardi. And Jess, I hope you had a good weekend as well. All right. Y'all have a good day.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I am traumatized. Your brew from the Underoo.
Is that going to be on the chug wheel this coming
week? No, it's not.
Plus, you already drank from it, so.
Yeah, it's tainted.
It was tainted. I did take a sip of it. If you listened to the show on Friday, the brew from the Underoo, I brewed up a pair of my underwear in my own coffee maker and brought that in for the Jug Wheels featured item. Mm-hmm. I took a sip of it after the show. It wasn't that bad,
you're
guys.
You're disgusting.
A little nutty, but otherwise, like, it was just fine.
You're gross. Will it be on this week's Chug Wheel? No, but we'll discuss that at a later time because right now I do have to talk about me and Chidi, who I wish was here to talk about this with me, but we did go to the Cardi B concert on Friday night.
Oh.
Funnest night I've had in a long time. She was late, of course, Cardi B.
Like, how late are we talking?
I don't know if this is like a regular start time, but like the show is supposed to start at 7:30, right? Doors open at 6:30, so people were there early.
Oh, that sounds early.
Show is supposed to start at 7:30. She didn't get on till 8:45.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't... I thought you were going to say like she didn't come on till 11:30 or something.
No, not that late. Oh, thank God, no. But the show did sell out that day. So, God, hold on. Let me clear my throat. Excuse me. So the show did end up selling out. So much fun. Glad I did not let my daughter go to this show because you guys are trying to convince me, oh, no, it's perfectly appropriate. She would love it. Why not? She listens to Cardi. She loves her. Absolutely not. We were sitting in a cloud of smoke the entire time, for one.
Really?
Yeah.
Cardi
This is at Chase Center?
Yeah, it was at Chase Center. She had her bare butt practically on the big screen shaking the entire time.
And did you see any other young ladies there that were about your daughter's age?
No, I didn't see any kids there.
Okay.
I did not see any
kids
there.
All right, so you definitely made the right choice.
I made a good decision. Me and Chidi vibing the entire night. Someone, I think the girl in front of us, farted so bad during this show. At one point, me and Chidi just look at each other. We're like, do you smell that? And Chidi was like, it smells like hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, no.
And as soon as we have this side conversation, the girl in front of us, she just, like, sits down. So I don't know if like, she was trying to, like, prevent herself from having an accident. Or
the accident already happened. Somebody in there was letting them rip. You were smelling the aftermath.
Yes, one of the other. I don't know. But the show was really good. It was high energy. Cardi is so much fun. Like, you know how she is. She's just a character. It was so fun. After the show, leaving Chase Center, oh my God, getting an Uber, impossible.
Oh, it's a nightmare getting out of there.
Impossible. And Chidi almost wore heels.
So you guys wore sneakers?
Thank God I stopped. I did, and then I gave her some flats. Thank God I did, because we were walking like a mile trying to get to like a pickup spot, and then that ride gets canceled because it can't get through because all the traffic. Now we have another car waiting, and it's all the way over here. We like had to find that car in traffic and hop in while it was still at the light just to be able to get into a car.
Why can't they give you an honest estimate about how much time it's going to take you to get there?
I don't know.
To get to you. I hate that. You walk out of like some crazy place. It's like, oh, car's only 6 minutes away. And you select that. Dude, 6 minutes turns into an hour fast in the blink of an eye.
Tell me it's
1 hour away so I can make a decision whether or not I want to start walking.
And another thing. Maybe if you listening, if you've been to Chase lately, you can let me know if you had a different experience. But the entire time during the concert, me and Chidi were like, oh my God, I can't wait for the bacon wrapped hot dogs when we leave here. Cause we're big backs for one. But you know, there's going to be like 20 vendors outside, right? We get out there and there's none. We had to walk a couple blocks to find one person.
Oh yeah, they probably
are they cracking down at Chase Center? Because any other venue I've been to, it's like they're right there as soon as you get outside.
I think the girl in front of you ate them all before.
That's what happened.
Before you guys got out there.
Oh my gosh. Unless they're like on the opposite end.
That's what I want to know, because we did have to walk through Thrive City. So maybe like the other side had some. I don't know if anyone had a different experience. Okay, then now listen to this. Craziest part of my night.
Okay.
So we parked here. I left my car at here at the station. We're only a few minutes away from Chase Center.
Yeah,
so,
not far.
So we got an Uber because we didn't want to walk, obviously. So we get back to my car and we are leaving. We go down the street. There's a lot of traffic. People trying to get, you know, on the bridge to leave, to go home.
Yeah.
There is a guy. We're stopped. There's a guy kind of off to the side of our car. I don't know his situation. Is he unhoused? I don't know. Was he drunk? Was he on something? I don't know. But he's standing there, loses his balance, and he falls all the way backwards on the street.
Like onto the concrete.
Onto the pavement, yeah.
Ouch.
And he is like kind of rocking back and forth. He's like holding his head like we're just like, oh my God, like, is he okay? Another car pulls up and a woman gets out. We're like, oh my God, she's going to help him up. How nice of her.
Yeah. Right.
And she's in her little schoolgirl outfit, you know, because she just came from the Cardi B concert. She's got her fishnets on, a little schoolgirl outfit.
Were you supposed to dress like a schoolgirl?
Yeah, that was one of the themes.
Did you and Chidi?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, we were dressed like some basic bees. It was really sad. But anyways,
that one of the other themes of the concert?
Yes, and we were the only ones that dressed up as that one.
Got it.
This woman gets out of the car and we're like, oh my God, she's going to help this guy that just like fell and hit his head. She gets up to him and she pats his pockets down, takes out his wallet and robs him.
What?
And gets back in the car.
Are you serious?
Did you take down the license plate?
No, I didn't. But thankfully, whoever, some other girl that she was with, hopped out and gave him back his stuff. But I'm like, what is wrong with people?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's like the lowest of the low. Somebody's down injured on the pavement. And you're going to go take his wallet?
Yes.
Did they think he had a lot of money?
Right. I'm like, maybe he had a couple dollars and wow, look at you. You took it. Like, how do you feel about yourself?
And you called the police, Selena?
You had to report it and you took a video of it and submitted it as evidence?
I did not.
And you got out of your car and you helped him get help?
No, she would have robbed me too. But he got his stuff back.
We think but after still, they emptied it out inside their car.
No, I saw the other person give
after
him
he
his
laid
back.
On the concrete for 3 hours in the cold.
Yeah, hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, he what? Bled out.
He
and
wasn't
died,
there this morning, so I think he's
back.
Fine.
Oh, he wasn't there this morning. Jeez.
But isn't that so messed up?
That is.
Like I literally could not believe what I was seeing.
It's so messed up that you guys didn't intervene.
My God.
It was two against one. Never you mind. And Chidi. Chidi's pretty tough, right?
Today's Hottest Trending coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Did Zendaya and Tom Holland secretly get married? So the Actor Awards were last night. Zendaya wasn't actually there in person, but her stylist, Law Roach, was there. And he told Access Hollywood about Zendaya and Tom Holland. The wedding has already happened. You missed it. And the reporter was like shocked, like, is that true? And he said, oh, it's very true.
Oh, yes, it is very true. Oh, this is my news to share.
What makes him think that he was like allowed to, to announce that if it did happen? And if it didn't, why are you saying that?
I would assume he would probably sign some sort of a agreement if it was a secret wedding, right?
Right. Or maybe he didn't, thought it was okay. I don't know. I know Zendaya is probably somewhere mad if it's true, which I believe it is. We had already talked about them being like engaged.
Yeah.
You know, she seems like someone who would not want the attention, want like a low key under the radar type of ceremony.
But if it's already happened, does it matter? Isn't that the whole point? You don't want the paparazzi and everyone finding out and camping out at your and snapping pictures and stuff of the ceremony happening. Once it's already happened, though, like who cares, right?
Yeah, it can still matter, though, but they still probably want their privacy. They're honeymooners now. They're newlyweds. They don't want cameras hounding them asking if it's true or not.
Right. Yeah, so maybe that's why, like, she wouldn't really, I don't know. Because I was going to say that's why maybe she doesn't, because it already happened, she doesn't really care anymore if, like, you know, her stylist says something.
Nobody else had said something.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And something like that you want coming from you.
Mm-hmm. You want to be the one to make the announcement.
Yeah, right.
So what is going to happen with the Kelly Clarkson show?
Kelly Clarkson!
I told you how she is done after this season. She is walking away after many, many years of hosting this talk show on NBC. Well, they're not wasting any time looking for a replacement. Apparently, the Kelly Clarkson show could become the Pink Show.
What?
A source says that they are looking at Pink because she has what it takes. She has the skill to do an hour-long interview show. She's natural. She's friendly. The staff there at NBC, they love her. And they're crossing their fingers that it'll work out and they can sign her on to be the next major talk show host.
What's your interest level in a Pink-hosted talk show?
What's less than zero?
Wow!
Negative one? Negative two? Yes. It does. There are negative numbers. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Although, to be fair, a Kelly Clarkson hosted talk show, we all watched a collective zero times.
0 hours.
So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really have any impact on us.
It might work like adults, like actual adults, not like us. Like real adults. They like Pink.
They do.
You know, so it might actually work. Will we be watching? No.
I remember my grandparents telling me about her.
Yeah,
when I was just a wee lad.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you're planning on flying to the Middle East or anywhere near the region, you might want to check your flight status because we are currently seeing one of the biggest air travel disruptions since the COVID pandemic. Probably the biggest air travel disruption since the COVID pandemic. This, of course, due to our self-proclaimed peace president launching yet another military strike on a foreign country. We're in a full-on war, basically, without the approval of Congress. Just a nice little footnote there. All right, so far today, more than 1,500 flights have already been canceled globally on top of the 2,800 flights that were canceled on Saturday and the over 3,000 flights canceled yesterday. Major Middle Eastern airports, including Dubai, which is the world's busiest international hub, closed. They're just flat out closed. for the third consecutive day. So air travel, major disruptions. It is affecting things here, obviously, and just everywhere.
Wow.
Because of all the flight cancellations. And probably for very good reason, especially in that region, because the U.S. military confirmed that Kuwait mistakenly shot down three of our F-15E Strike Eagle fighter jets over the weekend. They thought they were Iranian aircraft, little oopsie, and they shot them down. All six pilots ejected safely and are in stable condition and are okay.
Wow.
But probably a good idea not to be up in the sky right now because little oopsie. We shot down you guys. You're our friends. Oops. They shot us down. And so things are a little tense and scary right now for air travel. So if you are, did have a trip planned anywhere, a flight that would go anywhere near that region of the world, yeah, you might want to check on that because it's probably not going.
I saw that Lindsay Lohan has been marked safe.
Oh, yeah. She's a Dubai resident,
right? Yeah, she lives in Dubai with her family. So she's been marked safe.
Yeah.
Wow. Next on the JV Show, it's our What the Bleep game, your chance to win a JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Before we get to our What the Bleep game.
Good morning, JV Show. I know I told you guys that I'm going to be Amira from Arizona soon. Still Amira from Utah right now. But I was listening to the podcast and I thought I'd explain why. My husband and I are going to be moving to Arizona in like 11 weeks, so that way I can go to grad school and get a master's degree in occupational therapy, which is very exciting, but I'm not excited to move. So, yeah, and I'm scared for school. Love you guys. Bye.
Well, that's exciting news, though.
Yeah.
That's great.
From Arizona. It does have a nice ring to it.
I like it. Yeah. I'm here for it.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Teddy Seth from Winter Creek, and I'm back, baby. Hey, Jeff, did you say that it was going to sprinkle or rain or that I need an umbrella this morning? I missed that part if you talked about the weather. But I do want to know, because if you did not say that, I just want you to know that it is raining and I do need an umbrella. So thanks a lot. No regrets.
You should have listened, Seti. I said light rain on this Monday.
And it was.
Did you say that on Friday?
Well, on Friday, we only have 4 is such a short segment, you guys. I can't give you the weekend forecast and also
true.
The...
True. Okay, know, I'll give you that. I'll
just
give you
too
that.
Much, too many forecasts.
Well, I mean, you could. But, the microclimates, as Jess calls them, were really climating this morning because when I drove across the Bay Bridge, it was a downpour. It was not light rain. It was like...
Interesting.
It was raining hard, but only on the bridge. Right. At the Toll Plaza, no rain. On the bridge, pouring rain. Got off the 5th Street exit, no rain.
Rain gone.
Yeah, it was weird.
All right, let's kick off with the bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If you are that first person, that means you're winning today's JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what that word is and you want to leave your guess, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Would you be hesitant to date someone that says they would only give you a once you're married? Speaking of Amira from Utah.
Yeah.
Is it for religious reasons? What are the
it's
reasons?
It's just, you don't know. I mean, it could be, you know, moral reasons. Could be, you know, family pressure. We don't know. But you got to wait until marriage for that.
No, I'm not waiting.
Interesting, Jess.
Guess not.
Okay. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. It's not that, you sickos.
Oh.
The bleeped out word, always something PG and family friendly for these radio airwaves. When you've formulated your guess, whip out your iHeartRadio app. Leave us a talk back, like Selena said. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word is. And if you're the first person that gets it correct, you get a brand new JV Show chug mug shipped to you by Jess. Well, really by Ross, but from Jess.
Yeah.
From us. To Jess, then from to Ross, yeah, and then Ross.
It's a whole chain.
Yeah, but you'll get one.
But you'll get one, mm-hmm. Yep. Leave those guesses now. We're going to play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And first person to get it right wins the much coveted JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Would you be hesitant to date someone that says they would only give you a once you're married?
Vagine!
Definitely. What about you, Graham?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I think that would be it would be a bit of a red flag.
Yeah. Let's go to your guesses. Remember, it's not that.
Oh.
Because this is a family show.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Jason and Addie from Vallejo, and our guest for the bleeped out word is baby. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
A baby.
Very popular guest so far this morning.
Great guess.
People guessing baby or children. Good guess.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Rebecca from Concord. My guess for the bleeped out word is massage. Have a great day.
A massage? You have to be married to get a massage?
That seems like doing way too much, unless yeah. this is some very special kind of massage I'm not familiar with. Like, come on,
and
bro.
And I want one of those.
Yeah, well, I want one of those also, but like, we can do that before we're married, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
This is Nardo Scoitum. Good morning from Emeryville. The bleep word is money. Once you're married, money.
Money.
That's a very good guess, great by guess. The way. Very good. Hit
but
alert. Very
not
good.
The correct yeah. word. So if you think you know what that word is, leave your guess now on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Going to play more of your Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. This is the What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Would you be hesitant to date someone that says they would only give you a once you're married?
I think we all would.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'd be taken aback by that a little bit.
For me, I would want that before marriage. Okay. You know, just to try it out.
Is there anything that you would save for after?
Nah.
Oh, everything's on the table beforehand.
Yeah, pretty
Jess,
much.
Any special things you'd be saving for? Because you're engaged right now. Is there anything right.
you are saving?
Saving for till after the wedding day?
I guess not.
Oh, it's all on the
instead
table.
Of that.
Your parents are so proud. Yeah, everything was on the table.
Yeah. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Hey, this is Barry from Union City. What's up, JV Morning Show? I believe the bleeped out word is pet. A pet. All right, have a good morning.
Ooh, a pet is a...
That was a popular guess this morning. Would you guys get, like, Jess, well, you have a cat, but it's... Yeah. That's kind of your cat, right?
She's not my cat. Right.
Like, would you guys collectively get a dog or a cat together prior to being married?
So our plans are to get 3 dogs.
Oh, wow.
3 dogs?
And we already have 3 dogs and another cat. We already have the names for all of them.
All right.
Another cat?
Beans, Buns, Chubbs, Boots.
Beans, Buns. Beans, Buns.
Chubbs.
Boots.
Boots.
And then you already have Bubbles. Yeah. Why one C name in there? Shouldn't it all be B names?
Because according to my fiance, that will be the leader of all of them.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to do with any of that.
All right. It's not pets. Next guest.
Hi, this is Maria from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is a house or house. Give you a house.
A house.
Would you buy a house with somebody prior to being married, Selena?
Buying? No, yes. I think we got to be married. I guess
you got to be married for that.
I am saving something. Yep. Yeah.
Jess, would you buy a house with somebody prior to marrying them? Like, say a great deal pops up. Would you and Ruben buy a house? You're engaged, not married yet.
I think so. If we're already in that commitment stage, yeah.
I mean, you guys have already planned out Beans, Boots, Bubs, Billy, and Billy Bob, whatever, and Bubbles. Yeah. I think it's safe to say you guys can get a house together.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lynette,
Sophia,
and
Liam
from Concord, and we think the bleeped out word is
ring.
A ring.
Have a good Monday.
You too.
A ring. Very, very popular guest this morning as well, but that is not it. Yeah.
And you get rings before marriage because the engagement ring is technically...
Right.
Before marriage.
But sometimes, you know how sometimes guys will be saving for a bigger ring.
Yeah.
But then maybe they'll give you one prior and then be like, but wait on the other
wait
one.
Wait for the upgrade.
Yeah. You guys,
wait.
Get this.
Yes.
I have a very close friend. He's been engaged now for, I saw him and his fiance and I was like, oh man, you know, because somebody else asked him like, do you have a date? You know, like a wedding date. And then I was like, how long have you guys been engaged? And he's like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years. They've been engaged a while, right? And so then I leaned over to his fiance and I was like, you should make him wear an engagement ring if it's going to go on this long. And she's like, oh, I already got him one. He has one. He doesn't wear it very often.
Wow.
And did you ask him why?
I love that. He should be wearing it.
I mean, at that point, like, if you're really not, like, it's like you're married, but you're not going to have the, just wear your ring, be married, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
But then it is a guy wearing an engagement ring, and we've discussed that before, too. So,
but it doesn't have to look like an engagement ring. It doesn't have to have a big old, like, rock on it, you know?
But us buddies, we know that if you're wearing an engagement ring, so we're going to roast you for it. But,
But you agree that he should.
I mean, at this point, if they're not going to have a ceremony and all that stuff, just be married. But...
I think guys should have to wear engagement rings regardless. Like, you get engaged, you should be having an engagement ring.
It's my first buddy that's gotten an engagement ring. I'm so happy. I can't wait for Herbert Camp this summer. He's going to get roasted.
Okay, going through with the second guess. Password? Is it password? Kelly from San Jose, bye.
Okay, there's another popular guess this morning. Passwords or like account access. A lot of people guessing some stuff like that. Yeah. You ask a guy, hey, can I get your password prior to being married? And he's like, no, nope, got to wait till we're married. What would your reaction be?
Red flag. Because what are you hiding?
Yeah, like, I don't know. It just seems like a random thing to be like, I'm holding off until the ceremony.
And you're like so defensive about it.
Yeah. Now I'm definitely going to need that password. Like, yeah. Immediately.
Now you have to hand it over. Did nobody get the
nobody
word this
got
no.
It.
All right. Listen up. Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Would you be hesitant to date someone that says they would only give you a loan once you're married? Good question.
A loan.
Is this
not willing to loan you any sort of money, any sort of monetary transaction until you're married?
Your partner saying this?
Yes.
Or like an outsider? Oh, yeah, no. No. But I also don't want a loan. I just want you to give me money if I need it.
Oh!
Yeah, but what if it's
but
like...
if you're not married, you're expecting...
But if I can't imagine my... Even if when he was my boyfriend at the time, I can't imagine him being like, hey, I'm going to loan you a few $100s, but you got to pay me back.
Yeah, but what
like,
if it was
like... I can't
like,
even imagine that.
What if it was like you needed to... like a larger sum, like right. A big sum of money to pay off like a student loan or something, or a medical
like
bill or something.
Like $10,000.
Yeah. And you're like, okay...
It would just be him helping me pay it off.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine asking Kate when we were dating to, like, pay me back for something.
That's weird.
It is kind
of
weird.
But I also would feel bad if I was the one that got the money, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, okay, yeah, like, let me go shopping and let me go do all these things and, like, forget about the fact that they gave me that money.
Well, I didn't tell you to go shopping with it.
No, but, like, I mean, after, you know, I get my stuff paid off, and then all of a sudden the rest of my money I'm just spending it on random stuff.
Out there, like, living life, I'd be like, wait, shouldn't you, like, have been like, saving some of that money to, like, pay me back?
Right.
Instead, you're just...
I'm living life.
I mean, me and my man, we've never had to pay each other back. We just help each other.
Same. I've never...
Savings. So...
There's been no loans issued between Kate and...
No, none.
Now, what if it was the opposite and he needed the money? Would you...
I've done that. I mean, we lived... Even when before we were engaged, we lived together. It's like, mm-hmm. You have this medical bill, whatever. Okay, well... Mm-hmm. You need help here. Like, it's never been an issue.
Let's just say it's going to wipe out all your accounts. And then you see him out shopping the next day.
Okay, well, if he's out shopping the next day, I mean, right. If I'm wiping out my accounts to pay something off, then it's kind of understood that he's going to be paying things from then on. Right. So,
I think paying you back, but indirectly, like paying for everything
kind
else.
Of.
Going for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think because you guys already had the commitment of living together, because obviously, like, there's a certain time frame of you guys being together to where you're like, okay, yeah, I trust this person enough. But I think if you just have been dating for 2 months or something, you'd be like, I don't know.
I picture Jess hitting Ruben with that. You owe me $38.14 yeah. for your half of the cable bill this month.
Do you send Venmo requests to him?
No.
To pay you back?
To pay me back? No. But we also don't live together yet, so...
So nobody got the word this morning. Dang it. Well, thank you, everyone, for playing. We will do it again tomorrow morning, same time, 7:05, right here on The JV Show. We do have more winning next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jade and my daughter, Gracie.
Jade and Gracie. Hi back there. All right, you guys are on this morning to hopefully win some tickets. This is our Yup Nope game. Jess, what are we giving away today?
We have 2 tickets for Joji.
All right, he's coming to, is it one person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's coming to, it's
Chase Center.
Chase Center, okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Every time I go to Jamba Juice, they're like, you want to add the Joji to this?
I'm
like,
yes. Always say yes.
Yeah, you got to get the
Joji. Isn't
that
Goji?
Whatever it is, it's good for energy.
Goji berries?
Sure.
We're getting sidetracked. Oh. Jade and Gracie trying to win some tickets. Hey, we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. All you got to do is get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number 1. Baton Rouge is the capital city of what U.S. state?
Rouge.
Louisiana.
Yep.
Louisiana.
There you go. Correct. Question number 2. Approximately how many pounds does 1 gallon of water weigh?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Maybe 4 pounds.
Nope.
5 pounds.
Eight. Okay. It's 8.3, but eight. Okay. Basically, 8 pounds to the gallon.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, 8 pounds to the gallon.
Okay.
It's all good. You're allowed to miss one. So question number three. To make a coffee, an Irish coffee, what type of alcohol do you add to it?
Oh, Bailey's.
Nope.
Bailey's or Kahlua?
Nope.
We were looking for whiskey.
You got to add some whiskey to it.
So Bailey's is a count, Graham?
Preferably some Irish whiskey. Bailey's is a great addition to an Irish coffee. That's some Irish cream. That's a liqueur, but you got to have some whiskey in there to make it an Irish coffee.
And Graham would know because he's a bartender, so.
Yeah.
Or he was a bartender, sorry.
Shout out to the Buena Vista here in San Francisco, home of the Irish coffee. All right, question number four. Vincent Van Gogh famously cut off what part of his body?
Careful.
Ear.
It's yep. Earlobe.
Yes!
Cut off part of his ear.
Good job. There
you go. But you didn't win.
Oh!
Dang
it.
So
son of a 3 pound gallon.
Wait,
so
did I not close. Get it? We missed
a no, because no, you missed two questions.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I know. Jade, well, thank you so much for being on and playing. I'll tell you what, don't hang up. I'm going to have Jess pick up from the next room and you can talk to her, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
It was a
hang
hell of a
on.
Try. Did you know that a gallon of water weighs 8 pounds, Lynn?
No, I think I would have guessed like 16 or 10.
You know, you got to think about it when you're grabbing that gallon of milk at the store out of the refrigerator. It's got a little weight to it.
It doesn't feel like 8 pounds, though.
Well, it is slightly more. All right, I got some DM shout-outs here. First one, hey, Graham, my goddaughter loves your show. Can you please give her a birthday shout-out? Happy birthday to my beautiful goddaughter, Bella. Hope you have an amazing day today. Godmom, Caden, and Jace can't wait to celebrate with you soon. We love you. Yes, happy birthday, Bella.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, my daughter's a very huge fan of Wild 94.9. She listens every day in the morning before going to school. I want to request a birthday shout-out for her. Happy 10th birthday, Diana Carolina. We love you so much. Yes, happy 10th birthday. Appreciate you listening to our show.
Who gives a fart?
And our station. Another one here. Hi, Graham. The kids and I tune in every morning on the way to school. They love listening to the Up Nope game. Shout out to my son, Wyatt. It's his 8th birthday today. Love Mom, Dad, and Reese. Yes, Wyatt, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. Hoping you can give a shout out to our son, Isaac. He just turned 11 yesterday. We want him to know how much we love him. He's athletic, smart, funny, and hardworking. Happy birthday, Isaac. Love Mom, Dad, Kalina, Lucas, and Judah. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Good morning, Graham. Can you please wish our daughter, Abby, a happy 5th birthday. Our girls love playing the Up Nope game. Always so excited whenever they get an answer correct. We should do a kids week sometime, Selena. Just all kid contestants on the trivia game. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Happy birthday, Abby. We love you forever. Love Mom, Dad, and big sister, Annie. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Morning, Graham. Would love a birthday shout out today for my son, Jackson, who's turning 7 today. We're so proud of you. Keep working hard in school and being that awesome, funny kid everyone loves. Love Mom, Dad, and baby sister, Gianna. Yes. Happy birthday, Jackson.
Who gives a
and
fart?
And one final one. Hey, Graham. Villanueva Familia in your DMs. Ooh, the whole family. Welcome in. First, I want to wish my beautiful wife, Virginia, a happy 13-year anniversary. Next, happy birthday to our beautiful young lady, Bella, who turned the big 1-6 yesterday.
Ooh, 16. Nice.
And lastly, an early birthday to our queen of our home, Virginia. Again, lots of love and farts. Austin, Aiden, Travis, and Alva.
Did you add that in or was that in there?
It says something about farts there and love. I may have paraphrased this slightly. But yes, happy anniversary, happy birthday, woo-hoo! And happy early birthday to all of you.
Who gives a fart?
That's right. Yep. One more on the talk back.
Oh. Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Drea from San Lorenzo, and I'd like to give a birthday shout-out to my husband, Adi. I love him so much. Happy birthday, Adi!
Woo! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! But keep in mind, if you might...
Who gives a fart?
Good point. All right, so people think that Jim Carrey's clone showed up to an award show over the weekend.
Yeah, what in the world's
going
on here?
We're going to unpack that next inside today's Hottest Trending.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Jim Carrey looking very different these days for whatever reason. Did you guys notice this past weekend was like the weekend of award shows? Like every single award show happened within a span of 2 days. So Jim Carrey was in Paris for the French equivalent of the Oscars. He was there to accept the honorary award, which is just like, it's like a lifetime Achievement Award. Bro, he gave his entire acceptance speech in French.
Yeah.
Props to that.
Which is, isn't that crazy?
It's interesting.
Unless
yeah.
you're a clone of him. That
right.
knows French.
Does Jim Carrey speak French fluently? No. Does his clone, though? Yes.
Maybe.
No, he did say, though, that he doesn't speak fluent French, but he's been learning it, and he practiced his speech for months, according to reports. And he sounded pretty good, if you believe that was the real Jim Carrey. People, you know, have their theories, and you can see what Jim looks like on our Instagram story. Go to JV Morning Show. Everyone pointing out how different he looks. What do you guys think? Was this Jim wearing prosthetics? Was this somebody completely different? Was it the real him? Did he get work done? What is your theory?
My entire Instagram feed is all this. People examining whether or not this is somebody impersonating him. It's a clone of him. Somebody in a heavy makeup and prosthetics impersonating him. Any number of theories out there are on the table in this one. He looks a lot different.
He
does.
Let's
put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Very different.
And
but does that mean it's not him?
It could be.
I think it's him.
I do too.
I think really? It's him. People, because I went down a whole Reddit. Oh my God, Reddit.
Whoa.
Reddit.
Whose hole
rabbit
are you in?
Hole.
Okay.
Mercury is still in retrograde, so
oh,
sorry, I can't talk. But I went down this entire thread, and people were pointing out that the Jim Carrey clone over the weekend has the same unique dimple on his left cheek that the real Jim Carrey has. Like
you
when
can do that easily
when he
with
smiles.
The
but
prosthetic.
I do think it's him. Other people pointing out that he could just be going through something health-wise. They're saying that the swelling that we're seeing, it looks like it could be the result of someone having to use like medical steroid medication for whatever reason. Something like lupus can also cause swelling. I mean, so it could be anything that
right.
he's going through.
Don't you think it's more of a, I was getting more of a cosmetic procedure vibes.
I'm going to be honest.
Some filler or something. And then he also has longer hair. So like that, his face looking puffier and mm-hmm. filled out combined with the longer hair. It was like, whoa, he looks a lot different than the last time I saw him. But
yeah.
we don't see him very often. He doesn't make a lot of appearances.
Just don't know if he's the type to go through the get the cosmetic stuff.
I don't know,
that's
Hollywood celebrity, he fits the criteria right there. But I understand that he seems sort of...
Someone who's like spoken out against it, though.
Not
like,
that, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Jess, do you have any thoughts?
He does look very different. The thing is, the only thing I can think of is getting an upper bleph, because apparently getting upper bleph surgery is the thing that completely changes how people look. We've seen it with other celebrities. But this just looks like a totally different face shape.
But it sounded like him.
Right. It was him.
That's what I mean.
It was him. So
okay.
Clone
and
theory.
Then, but then what's
out.
The point of sending somebody else in your place? Just like it's just a big elaborate
a
prank?
Just a joke.
Which I don't know. He's a real funny guy.
Yeah, he is.
I wouldn't put that
it's just from,
past him.
From interviews that I've seen of him, I just wouldn't think of him being like, yeah, I really still want to be in the spotlight. It's kind of seemed like he was getting ready to just kind of live out his life. You know, he was kind of like, hey, I've made enough money now. Like, I can go and enjoy it. I don't really have to be doing any of this anymore. So that's where I'm like, I don't know.
So but again, what's the motivation? This would be a very, very, very elaborate, you know, ruse here. What is that the motivation? If he didn't want to be in the spotlight, like, just say, no, I'm not going to come to your award show in France.
Right.
I don't know.
He just wouldn't go. I know, to send an imposter. Like, I don't think so. I think it was him. I just think, bottom line, we don't know what he's going through. So just be kind to people on social media. That's it. Graham, what do you have?
All right, not what I really expected to be talking about on a Monday morning, but the war in the Middle East continues today. U.S. and Israeli jets and missiles continue to pound targets in Iran. Meanwhile, Iran and their allied groups continue to strike back at targets in numerous different surrounding countries around the world. Talked earlier about how flights are grounded in the Middle East, that entire region, thousands upon thousands of flights and whole airports shut down right now. Major impact to air travel. Our peace president seems like he may have single-handedly destabilized the entire Middle East because there's no clear laid out plan or exit strategy to this conflict, which is sort of a interesting way to just go into something. I guess we just launch war. All right, 4 U.S. service members unfortunately have already lost their lives. Several others have been seriously wounded. In a video posted to social media yesterday, the president said that American casualties basically expected and warned of more. He said, quote, sadly, there will likely be more before it ends. That's the way it is.
Oh.
At least 550 people have been killed in Iran since the strikes began over the weekend. I'm sure that number drastically underrepresented because you don't really know. It's tough to get any clear tally on that. And there have been casualties in other countries from some of those other attacks, from some of the Iranian attacks as well. So...
I can't believe here this is real life is all I'm going to say. But thank you for that information, Graham. Next on the JV show, Jess going to unpack some family drama. Mm-hmm. She needs help confronting her family over something. So we're going to give her the floor next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Monday. We were just talking about Jim Carrey at an awards show over the weekend looking very different. If you haven't seen him yet, he's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
Okay, so this is about Jim Carrey. Good morning, guys. Yes, that was not him. It was just confirmed either this morning or last night that it was a makeup artist, the Alexis Stone, I think is the name. They were doing prosthetics and impersonating Jim Carrey at the award show. And then Jim came out with like a little movie drop teasing something saying, do I have your attention now, 2027. So I'm not sure what's going on, but it definitely was not him.
Okay. I don't know. I've seen that thing.
Is that real? I saw the award show speak out after that and say, like, no, that was Jim. He was invited months in advance and, you know, to come on down and accept this award.
I've seen the Instagram account and they show a picture of like of this Alexis Stone or the prosthetic thing and then some prosthetic teeth AI. Or whatever. But like that, I love how everyone's like, that's fact. That's anybody can post anything on social media that wants to go viral and gain notoriety here. Everybody has posted this stuff. I've seen that. We've got just a wave of thank you to everybody that left us talk back because we got a whole bunch of them all saying the same thing. But then show me it peeling off of that person's face.
Right. But have you also seen the other like work that they've done on that page, Alexis Stone? Because I saw one of Jennifer Coolidge and it looks exactly like Jennifer Coolidge. And it said like so-and-so dressed up as her for an award or something.
I mean, they're very talented. Show me the person being transformed into this and or taking it off and then you've got me. But right now, I'm like, I can't tell that that's actual, that anyone definitively knows that that's, you know, confirmation that that was an imposter.
I'm not believing that.
Yeah, I'm not convinced,
All right, but Jess, how was the weekend?
It was good. It was good. I do have a little bit of a family dilemma, I guess you can call it, that I wanted to ask you guys about and our listeners, of course, to see if this is something that maybe you could help me out with. So my family, basically, like, they know I like to take pictures. And they know that for a while now, because a long time ago, I bought, like, a very nice DSLR camera. So they know I have the equipment, right? They know I like taking pictures. But I bought the camera, and I like taking pictures just for funsies and just to get cute pictures. The problem is that I feel like for so long now, my family has kind of gotten used to having a person that they can automatically ask to take pictures now at any of their parties. And I don't know how to say no.
So you're the full-time photographer now.
So I feel like that's me now.
And like birthday parties, you're doing weddings.
I told you guys a couple months ago, like I did, I took pictures at my cousin's quinceañera. And you guys, like, I love being able to help, but at the same time, I get so stressed out because I'm not like an actual photographer, and I feel like there's so much pressure on me to get really good pictures, so I'm not even like enjoying the party. Like, I'm just going around basically sweating because I'm so nervous about getting good
Jess
pictures.
Jess hates to sweat.
I hate to sweat.
Especially when she's dressed up.
And so now I'm stuck in this, like, I had told my mom, basically, which my mom doesn't ask me to take pictures, but I had told her, like, if anybody asks me this year, I just don't think that I can do it anymore, but I just don't know how to say no. And I feel like...
Would you feel different if, like, you were getting paid?
Maybe a little bit, because if I was getting paid, then I at least could be like, hey, if you're going to pay me, then just hire a photographer. Like, it'd be easier for me to turn it down if they were willing to pay. Because then I'd be like, oh, no, like, I just want to go and enjoy the party the rest of my family, you know?
And so that way you'd be given the option at least.
Right. And so now it's like, it sucks because I feel like if I say no, then I'm the one that looks like the mean one doesn't want to help.
You should just pitch in and do it.
You have to do a really bad job.
Yes.
Like, do one more, just take one more gig. Oh, I know you don't want to. Say yes one final time.
You got to totally
And then you have to, like, botch it.
Yeah.
And that way, no one will ask you ever again.
Yeah, all the pictures, Abuelita's head is like cut off.
Have like your finger like in the lens.
Yes,
you know,
a bunch of those. Photoshop some of them to make everybody look really overweight.
And then at the very end, corrupted file. They don't get any of the pictures.
Oh my God!
You just send it to them, and everyone's like, "I'm clicking on the link. Yes! There's nothing there."
Yes! No, but see, I feel like that would stress me out even more too, because then they think I automatically sabotaged them. But I know for a fact that there are probably people out there listening who do either, you know, hair or lashes or nails or something like that, and they have their family always asking them for services.
Yeah, if I had that in my family, I guess I'd be using them too.
Right. I know, you probably
wouldn't
would.
You?
Yep.
And the thing is, like, I don't even mind when they ask me, like, hey, like, can you take pictures of us? And we set up a day and I go and I do a little photo shoot for them, right? Like, sure, that's fine because, like, it's different than, like, hey, everybody's going to be at a party. Everybody's going to be enjoying it except for you because you're going to be taking pictures.
I don't think there's any going back. You're the one, you built
no!
this.
Yeah.
Like, you dug that's yourself right. into this.
Yep.
I have a cousin who's a doctor and everybody, you know, is texting her pictures of their rashes and
Ew,
stuff. Should I be worried
disgusting.
About this? You know what I mean? And she's probably like, I should be getting paid for this. I don't want to, I just want to enjoy the family party and not evaluate everybody's right. health conditions. But sorry.
I just hate the pressure that it comes with. And I hate the fact that I can't say no because I feel bad.
You got to stand up for yourself. You
yeah.
tell Abuelita no. No photos.
Take your own pictures.
Yes.
I don't know.
Are you going to be able to tell them no?
I don't think so. I feel like all I have,
I mean, if not, then you're stuck doing this the rest of your life. It's like, so which is it?
I feel like I would have to miss the party altogether. Just be like, hey, sorry, I'm actually just not
free. I'm busy that day.
I'm busy that day.
Yes.
And then at the
Except
last minute,
yes.
the thing cancels, and then you show up.
You're right. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, yes.
I forgot my camera.
Uh-huh.
I can't
That's what you have to do.
Guys.
Smart.
But is there like a, because if you were asking your family member this, mm-hmm. would you be upset if they were like, hey, I actually don't want to do that?
I'd be a little annoyed.
Yeah, I would.
Like, now I'm going to have to spend $600 on a photographer and she has the camera and everything
right.
and she likes taking pictures.
And see, that's why I feel bad because I know that I'm saving them money and like, I'm all for it in a way, but I also want to enjoy the party just like everybody else.
Can you do both, though? Or maybe, like, so, maybe you're putting too much pressure on
right.
yourself, and maybe they're not even expecting that much.
Right, that's true. But there's been times where I literally am like, they're waiting for me. They're like, hey, we're about to, like, cut the cake or something. And I'm, like, eating my tacos. And then I'm like, okay, let me go take pictures. By the time I come back, like, my tacos are, like, cold.
Okay, new plan.
I've already
new
missed
plan.
The tea.
Except another gig, like Selena said. And this one, right as you start taking pictures, you trip, drop the camera. It shatters
Great.
Everywhere.
Yes.
And, ay Dios mío. And then you're like,
yeah.
you can't. You know what I mean? You're
but
all upset about
it. It's not your real camera.
Oh,
it's a dupe because you knew you were going to break it anyway. So you bought a cheap one just for that. And you have your
yes.
real fancy one still at home for yourself.
Like,
Unless I forgot
no.
to switch them and I actually had my fancy one and then I break
yes,
it.
Yes, then that's
like,
going
to
be a problem.
I can never again afford to buy that camera. I guess I'll no longer be able to take the
Throw
pictures.
Throw in a couple. Yay.
And then like, yeah, roll flop right. around on the ground, crying the whole thing. And your family will feel so bad for you
yes.
that you'll never have to
right.
do it again.
What if they offer to buy me a new one?
So then you get a free camera out
Don't
of
they
it.
Know how bad your vision is? Like, why would they want you
right.
taking pictures?
That's a good point.
Well, they know I wear contacts. So oh.
Lose your contacts. There you
right.
go.
Yes.
Can't take the pictures.
You're crawling around on the ground looking for your contacts. Ay, Dios mío. Ay, And then she's like looking around for him. Oh, that's a good idea, Selena.
You're right.
I'm glad we got that settled. So
Thank
many,
you guys.
So many different options for
yeah,
you to handle
Yeah, we gave you
this.
A lot of good stuff there. You're welcome.
Thanks, you guys. What would I do without you?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we bring on Gigi, who is like besties with Cardi B at this point.
Wow.
Before that, we were talking to Jess. You were wondering how to confront your family because they
yeah.
want you to be the family photographer at everything now.
Basically.
And you want to just enjoy the party.
Hey, this is Griselda from San Jose. Jess, this is your response to family asking to take pictures for whatever event it may be. You let them know, I'm retired. And whenever they ask, that's just your response, that you're retired. And slowly they will stop asking. Okay, bye.
True.
How about that? We offered you some, I think, mm-hmm. I mean, slightly better suggestions of how to, you know, fake an injury or break your camera or some other things. What about that? You just say, I'm
Two
retired
words.
From photography.
Mm-hmm. Will they be mad if they see me with my camera after saying I'm retired?
Yeah, they will.
Dang it.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. Calling to tell you, Jess, no is a complete sentence. So be honest and direct. Let them know you can't and you want to enjoy your time with your family. That's nothing wrong. Live your life, girl. Just
I'm
no.
living life. What if you say no?
And then they just say no.
And you're not even invited to the parties anymore.
Oh, my gosh. See, I don't want that to happen, but I do want to work on saying no.
Yeah, she just said no is a complete sentence. Yeah, you don't need a reason to attach. Just say right. no.
No. And hang up.
Yep. There you go, see?
Good morning, JV Show. Hey, regarding what Jess was saying about the pictures, what about if you're a masseuse? Like, how would you feel about asking for free massages if you had somebody who's a masseuse in your family? Anyway, I've always wanted somebody like that in my family. But have a good day, guys. Love you.
Depends who.
What do you mean? Would you want somebody in your family to massage you?
Depends who.
I'm out. I don't want my aunts or uncles or cousins. I don't want anybody rubbing on me. No thanks.
Well, not
what
not,
in the Alabama are you talking about, Selena?
It's just a massage.
Yeah, not a full
this
body.
Is what they do.
I don't know. There's a certain level of familiarity there. I'm not. No thanks.
Really? Why? If it was like my aunt? I'd be like, yeah.
I don't care.
You'd lay out on the table. You would disrobe, lay out on the table under the sheet, and let your aunt go to town on you.
Not a no full thanks. Body. Not a full body. But
it's like you can still have clothes on. Like, yeah. You don't have to be naked. Unless you want to, Graham.
I'm out. Clothes
I'm in.
Are not.
I love me massage.
I don't
am
need
in.
My Uncle Dave rubbing my inner thigh.
Like no a weird thanks. Uncle, no. But anybody yeah. else?
I'm out.
All right. We got to get to Gigi. She's okay. been on hold for a while. Hey, sorry about that wait. It was Graham's fault.
Yeah, it was my fault. Sorry.
Gigi, so tell us, take us from the top, because you are a baker.
Yes.
You have your own business, and I saw yes. you post that Cardi B started following you, so tell us everything that happened.
Yeah, so that day, so I posted that video, like, Monday. I don't know what got into me to honestly make that video, but I made it, and I posted it, and...
So explain what the video, what that first video was.
Yeah, so it was literally just me, like... telling Cardi B if we can trade services, like I'll provide her pastries for her and her crew if I can get 2 tickets to her concert. And, you know, being a small business, I work at like markets and with other vendors. So that's what we do all the time. Like we sometimes trade services. And so I posted it and I didn't expect it to go as viral as it did. And a lot of people were commenting and tagging her. And as soon as I started seeing the amount of tags, I was like, oh, wow, like people are actually noticing this video.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of days later, I wake up and I see that she started following me. And I was like, wow, like she's actually following me. And you know how it tells you, like following you from the reel? So
yes.
She saw the video.
And by the way, I'm so looking at your page right now. Gigi's One Bite Wonder. If anyone does want to follow Gigi, amazing pastries. So good. And that one reel, 228,000 views.
Whoa.
And it got to Cardi. Yeah.
Yes, it got to Cardi. And I was just surprised, honestly, that she even had the time to see that video. Because I'm sure she gets tagged on a lot of other videos, you know? So...
super cool. So you got tickets.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. So I got tickets. So basically she started following me, like, I think it was like Wednesday, and then Thursday morning, someone from Live Nation reached out to me, and they reached out to me like early morning. And I was like, oh my God, someone actually reached out to me, because the subject said Little Miss Drama Tour and Gigi's One Bite Wonder. And then I, like, called my sister. She's like, is it legit? And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that.
So, I know, scam alert.
We, like, started doing our, like, we all started doing, like, our homework, like, researching it.
So,
and, I mean, the email seemed legit.
Gigi, here's what I want to know is, did yeah. you have to actually yeah. provide the pastries or do any work, or did she just, like, give you the tickets?
No, yeah. So we talked about pastries. So she wanted an assortment of the pastries
oh, wow.
that I offer, but she also requested baklava. Like, I don't know if it was, like, her team.
No way.
So I was like, yeah. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I can do that. So we arranged that. And then, like, it wasn't until, like, Friday noon that I received the tickets. So I, like, all Friday I was literally baking for her. And she wanted enough for like 30 people. So I ended up making her our filled donuts, our classic donuts, cinnamon rolls, our cookies.
I love this.
And then and the baklava.
I love that Cardi will see like a small woman-owned business and like, you know what, let me support where I can. Mm-hmm. And she'll actually go out of her way to do that.
Very cool. So you just showed up to the show carrying a bunch of boxes. I know Cardi.
She follows me.
I'm here to feed Cardi and her crew.
Yeah, so they actually send like some delivery instructions to like the back of the dock. And wow. I met a gentleman named Mike that worked for Live Nation, I think. And I just delivered them to him and then he took them up to her.
That's super cool. And then what did you think of the show? Because you were there Friday night. Did you have fun?
Yes. Oh my God, it was such a great show. Like, it was so much fun and it's totally Cardi B.
Yeah. Were you one of the ladies that I saw in the fan cam that they're like shaking their backside in the camera? Okay. That was not you. Okay.
No, I wish, but no.
All right, Gigi. Well, very cool story. And I just checked. So I was like, don't tell me this is one of the things with Cardi's going to follow and then unfollow later. Nope. She's still following.
Cool.
Wow. So that is really cool. Same. And
I literally thought she was going to follow me too.
And let's give out your Instagram one more time in case anyone does want to check out some of your work.
Yeah, it's Gigi's One Bite Wonder, and it's all spelled out. Gigi's One Bite Wonder.
Nice. Oh, cool. And we're going to post you on our Instagram story if anyone wants to go check that out. JV Morning Show. All right, Gigi, we're not going to keep you much longer. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You guys too.
All right. Bye.
Very cool story. How come whenever I tag a brand or somebody, it just
goes nowhere?
I post my, car going over 300,000 miles and I tag Toyota or something. They don't give a damn. They don't ever like it. They don't ever just throw a like on there or something at least.
Next time you do that about wanting a new car, tag Cardi and see if she buys you one.
Smart.
Oh, no, you have to have something to offer. Like, hey, I'll make you something.
Yeah.
What do you have to offer them? Yeah.
Like,
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
I don't have many skills.
The only thing I can think of is fart jars. Nobody wants that.
No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So let me know what you think about this. Graham, refresh my memory. Have you been to Great Wolf Lodge?
I have not.
Any plans to ever? Your kids would love it.
I know. I'm torn between how much they would love it and then you telling me about the time that you went there. And there were brown stains on the
sheets. That was just the one time, though. The other times the sheets were fine.
But you know what I mean? It's like I tell you guys about the time that I got food poisoning at Benihana's twice, two different occasions, and I would still go back. You know, and you may question my decision-making there. You going back after finding brown stains on your sheets, I might question your decision-making.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll still go back. Anyways, let me know what you guys think about this. Great Wolf Lodge. This is going to be available at all locations starting on March 5th. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
A limited edition ranch milkshake topped with carrots, celery, whipped cream, and some crispy chicken strips. No, you're out?
I would throw up.
So the shake itself is a blend of vanilla ice cream and ranch dressing to make it like a ranchy shake. And then you got, everything that you would dip. You would dip in your ranch. You got your carrots,
but then there's whipped cream
chicken.
On there. I don't dip my chicken in whipped cream.
I know. It's so ice creamy.
I'm out.
I'm definitely out. Nobody's actually buying this, right?
You wouldn't just taste it.
Yeah, I mean, if we had one here, they delivered one to us.
I would taste it. I'm not expecting it to be unbelievably great. But
I just feel like it would turn my stomach. That one time on the JV Show Chug Wheel, Fridays, 8:20, by the way,
God.
That Chidi had to chug ranch water, and it was just ranch versus water.
Yes,
when she was done, she had like a ranch mustache and stuff. I look at ranch totally differently.
I do too, but I would still taste this.
But why are they doing this is my big question. Like, you know how usually places will be like, oh, it's because of this specific trend or...
Yeah, maybe just like a springtime snack, like carrots and ranch, carrots, Easter. I don't know, maybe.
carrots and ranch,
might be
Easter.
A bit of a reach there. I'm not really sure, but...
I think it's just it's publicity. Gets people talking about it. How many of these things they actually sell. I don't know.
I bet
it's a very small number.
Yeah.
So do you have to, is the Great Wolf Lodge, do you have to stay overnight? When you go...
No, you don't have to.
Or you can just treat it like a daytime water park.
Yeah, you can go just during the day.
Got it.
And where is it?
Manteca. Ah. So March 5th, if you do want to try the shake, it's going to be available March 5th through the 20th only.
Ah.
Yeah. Grammy, what do you have?
I might send you running to the bathroom. Speaking of which, a marathoner just posted about how they completed a 5K run inside of an airplane bathroom.
What?
This person, you know how they have those run tracking apps and stuff like that, yeah, that track your workouts?
Yeah.
Well, this one guy who is a marathoner, he was on a 11-hour flight. He posted about how he got a 5K run in on the plane and he did it inside the bathroom. And he posted a little video of himself jogging in place and stepping up and down multiple times onto the toilet, then back down. And he was in there working out. He said he got that done in just under an hour inside the airplane bathroom. Mm-mm. Talk about some crazy mid-flight bathroom runs. Get it? The run?
No, I saw something about this and people were so mad that this guy was like holed up in the bathroom forever and people needed to use it.
Well, use the other one. He's in there working out.
Don't do this. You could have done this at the airport. Why did you wait till you were on the plane?
What's an 11-hour flight? This guy's a runner. He needs to get his 5K in.
No.
You guys would never work out on a flight?
Never.
No. I don't even work out not on flights.
I don't even go to the airplane bathroom when I'm on an airplane.
I do everything to not go in there.
Same. I do not. If you find me in the airplane bathroom, it's an emergency. Something has gone seriously wrong. Jinx, you owe me a culture pop. Anyways, yeah, too much. Do you think this guy's just doing it to go viral, or do you think he legitimately needed to work out so badly during this flight? I think he's just trying to go viral.
Really,
right?
I think he probably did have to work out so badly. Some people take that stuff like so serious. There's a guy here in the office who will like go on a walk whenever his Apple Watch tells him that he needs to like go for a walk for a few minutes. Like people will do like they don't play about that. But in the bathroom, like he couldn't have done that in the aisle for a little bit and kind of stepped aside as people needed to walk by.
No, I'd be annoyed if there's some dude jogging up and down the aisles. I'm trying to sleep on a flight.
But imagine one bathroom completely out of order because some guy's in there jogging. Meanwhile, the line for the only other bathroom on the plane is down the aisle.
No.
But like you're pounding on the door and he's like, I got the runs. And you're like, okay, I get it. Stay in there, bro. Stay in there. And he's actually running.
Yeah,
he's got
if I found out it was that kind of runs, I'm mad.
Different kind of
so
run.
I'm so mad.
Going for a run. Like, oh, it sounds bad. Use the other one.
Right.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health Access to Excellence.
So Shia LaBeouf was arrested again.
Again?
It seems like this guy just cannot stay out of trouble. Yeah. He was taken into the county jail. This is in New Orleans. He lives there on Saturday just after 1:30 p.m. It's unclear if this stems from his previous arrest on February 17th. It was reported over the weekend earlier Saturday that they issued a new warrant for his arrest stemming from that first arrest. So maybe that just really caught up to him quickly and they got him. Or that could be from something else. We don't really have clarification on that just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in the headlines for something else. He did an interview with some news station, some news anchor, I'm assuming, out there in New Orleans, Andrew Callaghan. It was published on YouTube over the weekend. Here is Shia touching on whether or not he has a drinking problem.
I don't think I have a drinking problem. I think I have a small man complex, some kind of Napoleonic. I don't know what it is. I think it's something that has to do with anger and ego more so than my drinking.
Maybe
he has that and a problem with alcohol.
I think that's like the root cause of it. And maybe he's pretty good at like not showing that anger until he starts drinking.
Yeah, they seem to go hand in hand. Yeah, he doesn't seem to be doing this type of behavior out punching people sober.
Nope. So. And then we all heard about the reports that during that first arrest, Mardi Gras week, that he was yelling homophobic slurs. Mm-hmm. Here's what he had to say.
Gay people are scary to me.
What do you mean?
When I'm like standing by myself and three gay dudes are next to me touching my leg, I get scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. If that's homophobic, then I'm that.
Wow.
What?
This is Shia LaBeouf saying this.
He doesn't.
So I think he was trying to justify like why he got into all those fights. He did say at the end of this that, look, he should not have touched anyone. He's acknowledging that now because he was attacking everybody. He said he was wrong for that. And that's the last statement he's going to give on this.
Wow.
Like, I can't. I know you look shocked.
Dumbfounded by this. Okay.
Same.
But yeah.
People also taken aback by something else over the weekend. Kelly Osbourne's appearance. There was a lot of award shows happening. The Brit Awards happened over the weekend. Kelly was there with mom Sharon Osbourne to accept Ozzy's Lifetime Achievement Award on his behalf. I'm going to be honest, Kelly does not look well. And it's not something that she's hiding. If you haven't seen her, go to our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. It's clear as day that she is unhealthy right now. Even her mom said she's having trouble eating. She has been dealing with the loss of her dad, and it's been very hard on her, clearly. And people online are cruel. This is what Kelly shared to her Instagram story. There's a special kind of cruelty in harming someone who is clearly going through something, kicking me while I'm down, doubting my pain, spreading my struggles as gossip, turning your back when I need support and love the most. None of this proves strength. That only reveals a profound absence of compassion and character. Currently going through the hardest time in my life. I should not even have to defend myself, but I'm not going to sit here and allow myself to be dehumanized in such a way.
Oh, I feel so bad for her.
Like, she's acknowledging she is going through something.
Yeah.
You know, and people just have the meanest comments.
She does look a lot different from before.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would know that was her. If I didn't know. You know what I mean? If the name wasn't given to me.
I know.
I'm not saying that in, like, trying to drag her
further.
No, I know.
It's she's just, unrecognizable.
Like, I get that why people are taken aback by her appearance, because she looks so much different, much in the way this Jim Carrey thing. Jim Carrey looks a lot different. Did we figure this out yet or not?
No, we don't know if Jim Carrey was a clone.
Makeup artist, impersonator is taking credit for it, but like, do we have some sort of confirmation? I'm confused.
I don't know. Again, Kelly's on our Instagram story, but again, bottom line, you never know what somebody is going through,
right.
So just be nice, people. All right, Graham, what do you have?
Blood moon lunar eclipse alert. It's happening tonight, you guys. Did you have it on your calendars?
No.
Well, you don't care about the blood moon eclipse?
I do now.
Is this where we turn into werewolves?
No. Well, you, maybe. But I am,
too late.
But not me. A blood moon is when a full moon, tonight is the worm moon, I think. The worm moon is going to be becoming a blood moon, because it is when the full moon crosses into Earth's shadow from the sun, and then it turns like a glowing ring of red around it for almost an hour. If you want to see it, the first, like, partial phase, when the eclipse first kind of starts, about 1:50 a.m. tonight. Well, I guess technically tomorrow morning. And then the full eclipse, the totality, the peak for us here in California, 3:04 a.m. So set your alarms to get...
Okay.
Oh, wait, my alarm is already set for 3 o'clock.
Perfect.
So I'll be up looking out my window to see... Hopefully it's not foggy or cloudy at all. Like, it was kind of cloudy this morning. But then you'll be able to see the actual blood moon eclipse. This total lunar eclipse will be the last one anywhere on Earth until New Year's Eve 2028.
Whoa.
And the last visible one for us here in North America until June 26, 2029.
Wow.
So if you want to catch the blood moon lunar eclipse, again, tonight, well, technically tomorrow morning, 3:04 a.m. That is when it's in full totality.
Something tells me I'm going to sleep through my alarm at that time. So
we set a second alarm.
You can just count me out.
Yeah, but you could put an alarm for
that.
Yeah,
I'll sleep through that one as
well. Okay, set a third alarm,
Selena. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm sleeping through that one, too.
Okay, set a fourth alarm.
No, you could just view it on social media.
Yeah, I'll just watch it after.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And those four alarms, we haven't even gotten through your normal alarms there. You have 10 of your own regular alarms. Mm-hmm. And then you'll set some eclipse alarms after that.
Yes.
Maybe wake up by the 15th or 16th.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I'll still be late. And I'll still be late, Torque.
It'll be done by then, and you'll be late.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So every Monday, we bring a photo from our weekend, and you can check them out on our Instagram. Make sure you're following both Wild 94.9 and JV Morning Show, obviously. I will talk about my photo first, you guys. Well, we talked about me going to the Cardi B concert earlier this morning, and I went with the one and only Chidler. Now thinking back, I'm like, we didn't take very many pictures. I was one of those people that was like recording a lot of like Cardi on stage. Okay. So I have so many concert videos, but not a whole lot of pictures of me or us at the show.
I saw you
this is like my only picture.
I saw you post to your story about having a selfie light. Did you actually pull that out?
I used it once.
Okay.
And then we didn't take pictures ever again.
You keep a selfie light in your purse?
Sometimes.
Got it.
Sometimes. Only if it's like something where it's going to be dark and you need.
Did you feel judged or no?
No, because I didn't pull it out until I saw somebody else pull out theirs.
Okay.
So I was like, this is what we're doing.
This is a very nice picture of you and the Chidler.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys had a great time.
Yeah. So much fun.
Okay, now my picture is a picture of two turkeys standing out in front of my house. And if you go back and podcast this morning show, look, I texted my wife. I was like, hey, can you send me that picture of us? We went for a hike this weekend. And I was like, I want that to be my photo from home. My wife is at work. She didn't send me the picture this morning. The one picture she did send me is a picture of two turkeys. So this is actually not really a photo from home. This is a photo from this morning. And there's two turkeys standing out in front of my house currently, apparently. But I didn't have any other pictures on my phone. And if you go back and podcast this morning show, please do, because earlier we talked about a story of a guy in Canada that was being chased, attacked, harassed by two turkeys. And less than an hour later of me talking about that, there are two turkeys standing
like
currently
they're coming,
on my front porch.
Like they're going to get their revenge, because you were talking about how they're these vicious, mean, like the guy was getting, you know, pecked at and bit and whatnot. And now these turkeys are going to be waiting for you when you get home.
Oh, wait, update. My wife says she got one of them Thanksgiving covered for this year. He's in the meat freezer.
Nice.
I'm just kidding. We don't have a meat freezer. I'm not sure where she's going to put him.
And then Jess?
My picture is me and my child, my little cat, out for a little walk enjoying the nice sun. As you can see, look at how she is holding on for dear life.
Wait, hold on. Where is this?
And why the
this
black and white?
San Juan Bautista.
So you actually take your cat out for like nature walks?
I actually haven't before. But now that I know she enjoys it, I really want to.
Are you going
to
get her a leash?
She does not. She has a leash right now that she hates. But okay. Hear me out, you guys. Hear me out.
Oh, boy.
How much judgment do you think I'll get if I get one of those little cat strollers?
All of it. All the judgment.
A lot of judgment, yeah.
Check out my cat. But listen, she'll enjoy it more if she's like... And I'll enjoy it more because I won't feel like she's going to run away or something. But if she's just in a cute little cat stroller and I'm just taking her around to get some fresh air.
But she has legs.
She's a cat.
Let her walk.
So, like, cats,
I know, but I'll be scared of her.
But put the leash on.
Running away, never coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably will do that. I would.
It looks like she's clawing your arm to shreds here out of sheer panic.
Were you afraid that she was going to leap out of your, like, see a bird and, like, leap out of your arms and then she's just gone?
No, she actually really, like, holds on for dear life when I'm grabbing her like that. She is, like, wants to look at everything, right? Squirrels, birds, everything. But when I got home, I haven't cut her nails, which I need to. It's been a couple weeks. When I got home, you guys, I was like, why do my shoulders kind of burn a little bit? I did have like a bunch of scratches on my shoulders from her just grabbing onto my arms. But you know what? We'll live.
And you didn't answer my initial question. Why is this picture in black and white? Like I'm supposed to like.
Oh, that was a question?
Yeah.
I just kind of liked it like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dramatic effect.
Dramatic effect.
Dramatic
effect. Check out my cat. You know? Switching things up a little bit. Why not?
Yeah. okay. I guess. Sure.
Interesting.
Hey, I'm gonna give this post a like anyways.
Okay.
Like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
JV Morning Show, if you want to check out all of our photos from home.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about our photos from home. Jess, your picture is of you and your cat.
Me and my kitty. I took her out for a little walk, I guess you could say.
And you said, well, what if you had a one of those cat strollers?
Cat stroller.
We said, absolutely not.
No.
How much judgment?
All of it.
Yes. Okay. Every single bit.
Yep.
Hi, this is April from beautiful Applegate. I was calling in about Jess's story about taking her kitty cat for a walk. There are kitty cat backpacks where you can carry your kitty cat instead of using a stroller. And they can look out and see and they'll enjoy it. They're nice and comfortable. I bought one for my husband's cat a couple years ago from Target. Anyways, have a
That is so adorable. And I actually bought her one when she was really, really little. So now she doesn't fit in.
You already have a cat backpack?
I do. But I also... Selena,
let me sidebar for a second. If you ever see me, Selena... Jess, you're in on this too.
Okay.
If you ever see me walking down the street wearing a cat in a backpack... In a cat pack. A free license to just kick me right in the you-know-whats.
All right. Back to Jess.
I never got to use it because I heard some people online saying like, hey, it's not the best idea if it's like a warm day because then like the backpack is plastic. So then they could get too warm in there.
Okay, but on cold days, it's something you would consider. So why not get a backpack for your cat now?
Because I think she doesn't like to be constrained so much. And I think the backpack would be a little too constrained for
Why is it made out of plastic? Why wouldn't it be made out of something soft? You know, they like to get their claws into something and kind of,
I guess,
you know.
I could opt for one like that because the one that I had gotten had like a clear plastic so they could see out But then it still had holes on the sides, obviously, so they could breathe.
Right. Darn.
But she just doesn't fit into that one anymore. Cat hater over there.
That was good.
Little cat joke.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.